I'm really honored to speak to Kim and Ashley, Glenn Campbell's wife and Glenn Campbell's daughter. And Kim, I do have to ask you first, how Glenn's doing these days?
He's in the late stages of Alzheimer's, but he's happy and content. He has aphasia, so he can't really understand language or speak, you know, but I'm just thankful that he's happy.
I know that's how you feel. From my experience with dealing with family members that I've lost to Alzheimer's, you never really lose that person because their soul, their personality is always there. You gave an interview to People magazine and they quoted you as saying that it didn't take his voice or his soul in the music. And that's what you hear on his record. And the fact that we have a new album coming out from Glenn is incredible to leave this kind of legacy. Tell me about the creation of the album and what Glenn wanted to pass along to all of his beloved listeners.
Well, while we were on the Goodbye tour, we were visiting with our friend Carl Jackson in Nashville and just sitting around talking about, you know, all the songs Glenn had always wanted to record but had never gotten around to.
Mm-hmm.
And Carl said, well, why don't I just lay down some basic tracks and let's just go in and have some fun. So it just, you know, it was kind of like a bunch of friends getting together to help Glenn, you know, check off a task off of his bucket list. And these were songs that every time Glenn sat down at home, he would and picked up a guitar, these are the songs he would play.
What are some of the songs that are going to be on Adios?
Well, Adios.
Obviously.
By Jimmy Webb. There are four Jimmy Webb songs on the album, which are amazing. And Jimmy Webb was always Glenn's favorite songwriter. There's a song by Jerry Reed. Ashley, chime in here and help me out.
Sure, Ashley. What are some of the favorites that you heard your dad record?
My favorite song on the album is one by Jimmy Webb. It's the title track. It's Adios. And I just love that song. It's so beautifully written and so beautifully performed.
Ashley, when you knew that your father had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, what was your initial reaction?
Well, I didn't really know how to process it because I wasn't super familiar with Alzheimer's and what it meant. But I was definitely very sad. I wasn't surprised because I had spent, you know, I knew my dad, and I'd spent a lot of time with him, so it wasn't a shock, but it was definitely very sad.
You said that it didn't surprise you. What did you notice that made you feel that something wasn't quite right?
Well, there are definitely signs before a diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he had some kind of memory problems in the months leading up to it.
How aware do you think he was?
Well, he was frustrated that he couldn't remember things. He was frustrated that he was getting lost on the way home from, you know, playing golf or something like that. So he was aware of it. But once he got the diagnosis, he just accepted it. He said, you know, the good news is I feel fine.
And it was
can't remember anything. And he had such a great sense of humor, you know. He handled it with such grace, and we had a great time doing the Goodbye tour together. And then we went in to make this album, and this was such a labor of love. When he was in the studio, he was in his element. And, you know, making music was, the doctor said, was probably the most therapeutic thing he could have done and helped him retain his brain function longer than he otherwise would have.
Now, Kim, you've been married for 35 years?
Yeah, it'll be 35 years in October.
So the Glenn that you love now is the same Glenn that you loved all those years ago. How differently do you treat him when you're around him, or do you?
Well, you know, he has lost his memory, and he lost his ability to think and reason, so I've lost a big part of him.
Mm-hmm.
But his spirit is still inside, and his essence, there's the same twinkle in his eye. It's a very, very slow, long disease, and I miss him terribly, but I'm thankful that, you know, I can still hug him, and I try to bring joy to his life every day.
Correct me if I have the title wrong, but the documentary that he did, was it I'll Still Be Me?
It's Glenn Campbell, I'll Be Me.
I'll Be Me. I've got that on my DVR. And I think for anybody that's dealt with a diagnosis of Alzheimer's, you want people to remember, I may have this disease, but as you say, I'm still me. I'm still here. And having to live with that person every day and make them feel comfortable and safe in their environment, that does take some work, doesn't it, Kim?
Yeah, it really does. It's hardest on the caregivers. And in fact, that's why I have a website called careliving.org to encourage caregivers to take care of themselves while they care for the ones they love, because it's really very difficult and hard for them.
It is. On the website, what sort of advice do you have for someone that has a loved one with Alzheimer's?
Well, you can't do it on your own. You've got to get a support team around you. Support groups are great. My website's kind of dedicated to shifting your perspective and helping you look at things in a positive way and to support their strengths and to find joy in on your journey.
Well, I think it's incredibly strong of you and Ashley to actually do these interviews and to speak about Glenn's diagnosis. This can't be the easiest thing in the world for you.
No, it's not. I'll say that flat out. But we are happy to be sharing this album with his fans because it's, in my opinion, it paints a fuller picture of who he is as a person and as a musician and artist. You know, we have the greatest hits, which are so beloved by all, and then we have this new, more wizened version of him where his voice still shines through and harkens back to the old days, but it also shows a wisdom in his voice and something that we can all, you know, hold on to.
Absolutely. And Ashley, I just have to ask you, what is your most treasured memory of your father that you hang on to on the days when things get to be the hardest?
I can't think of a specific moment right now, but it's just a feeling that when he would look at me and his eyes would smile and he would say, "My baby." And there were many, many of those moments. Just he was so loving and he was so proud of me that, you know, I'll always remember those moments.
I think that's a wonderful thing to remember. Kim, Ashley, thank you both for your time. I'm thrilled that I got to talk to you this morning. The goodbye tour may be over, but Adios is on the shelves right now, and I really would encourage everyone to pick it up and listen to that voice and just remember what a wonderful legacy that Glenn Campbell has already left us. Ladies, thank you so much for your time, and my best to you and prayers for Glenn.
Thank you.